Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Eczema is a very common condition, particularly in childhood. There are very many different ways of treating it, and it's been suggested that adding educational or psychological support for parents of children with eczema to traditional treatments can help them manage their child's condition. In this podcast, Fiona Cowdell from the University of Hull in the UK talks with her colleague Judith Dyson, whose young son has eczema, about the January 2014 Cochrane review of the evidence and some of the available options.
Morning Jude, how are you?
I'm so tired. My son's eczema was really bad for the past few days. The worst thing is the itching, it keeps him awake at night. It's been really awful this week, we're all so tired. I've heard that you've been doing some work about how it can be treated. I've been to the doctor so many times, but he just gives us more creams that don't seem to work.
Yeah, it can be a really difficult condition to manage. Lots of parents tell me that they've learned through a process of trial and error. Work we've been doing is to try and find out whether giving parents extra educational and psychological help alongside usual medical care like lotions and creams can help to improve their child's skin condition and quality of life for the whole family. We've looked at the good trials that have been done by experts in eczema around the world over the last couple of decades.
And what did you find?
Well, there are only 10 studies, which isn't many, but looking at all this work together makes us think that providing really good education can help parents to manage their child's eczema better.
And what do you mean by good education?
So far, we know that the important things are that education should be provided by people who are real experts. We need to think about what information is most useful and also giving the right information to individual parents. We also know that parents often learn a lot from being in a group with other parents whose children have got the condition.
It must be hard having a group of parents and trying to please everyone.
It can be, but we're learning more about this all the time. There's still a lot of work to do until we know about the best types of education to offer. And of course, we have to think about value for money.
So how are you going to find out more?
Well, our colleagues have developed an eczema education programme. It's run as 2 sessions for small groups of parents. It includes things like explaining what eczema is, how to use the creams, how to manage a flare, you know, when the skin gets much worse for a while, and how to get the best from your nurse or doctor. Parents who've been through the course tell us that it's been helpful and has improved their child's eczema. So the next good step will be to do a big trial where one set of parents goes through the programme and the other one doesn't. Both groups will stick to their usual medical treatment for eczema and will measure skin condition and quality of life at the beginning and the end. Comparing the two groups will tell us whether the education helps.
That sounds great, but won't it take a long time?
You're right, but for something as common and as difficult as eczema, it's really important to spend the time needed to get a really clear and reliable answer. The first thing to do is to get the money to do the trial, and then it will take several years to actually run it and find the results.
So is there anything that can be done until then?
There are some things that nurses and doctors can do that may help parents. For example, it's good to have a trusted and consistent person for the parents to consult. It's good and useful for nurse or doctor to talk to parents about what makes it difficult for them to manage the condition. And parents need information in a format that they can use and understand readily. And it's important that practitioners check understanding about specific treatments and how to use them. Choosing treatments is also a factor. If you choose, you're more likely to actually use regularly. And lastly, a written action plan about what treatment should be used when and what to do if there's a flare can help.
Thanks, it's good to know that something's being done. Is there any way I can get involved?
You can check with your surgery or support group and see if they're looking for people to take part in research. It's often worth checking the National Eczema Society website here in the UK because they tend to have details.
Thanks, Fiona.
Have a good day.
If you'd like to find out more about the effects of the strategies that Fiona and Judith were discussing and other ways of treating eczema, You can find several full Cochrane reviews in the Cochrane Library. If you go to the cochranelibrary.com and search for eczema, you'll see the list.